So as results roll in on election night, how do we know when a particular candidate has won? NPR and many local affiliates, including stations within the New England News Collaborative, use the Associated Press to call elections. Joining us now to talk about how the AP makes the determination is Julie Pace, Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. Julie, thanks for doing this.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, so it's election night. Local clerks in towns and cities across New England and the country are processing in-person votes and absentee ballots, and results are just rolling in. What is the AP doing to make the call on any given race, including the presidential race?
Sure. So we have a huge team of people who will be involved in every step of this process. This is from everything from our 5,000 stringers who will be positioned around the country. They are actually the ones in a lot of these cases who are literally taking the tabulation from the county clerks, from other officials, telling us exactly how those counties voted. And then we've got a team of analysts that are starting to dig through those numbers. They are looking for what kind of vote is coming in. Is it coming from swing areas of these states? Is it coming from heavily Republican or heavily Democratic areas? And those are the people who really start making decisions on when it looks like we're going to be able to call the race. They make recommendations to our decision desk. They sign off on those big races, particularly on the presidential and on some of the big Senate races. And, you know, I always tell people it's not like there is one magic formula that goes into making these race calls. It really comes down to a series of different factors. And the biggest one, of course, is the margin in the race. The closer a race is, the more information we're going to need to call that race, the more vote we're going to need to have come in. But the wider the margin is, the earlier in the night, it's likely that we'll be able to make a public decision.
So when you call the race, obviously 100% of the vote has not been tallied. That's correct, right? But you're not necessarily looking for one specific bar. It's not like this percentage of the vote is in, so now we know.
Exactly. There's no one metric. You know, some states, we really do have to wait until almost all of the vote is in, as much as we can expect to come in. But ultimately, the real benchmark that we look for is there any possible way that the trailing candidate can catch up?
You'll be calling more than 7,000 races this year. I'm wondering, has the AP ever gotten it wrong before?
Rarely. But there are a couple of instances, you know, where we have gotten a race wrong, and we very quickly will let people know that we've gotten a race wrong. We want to be really transparent about that. Sometimes there are factors that are outside of our control. Sometimes you end up in a situation where a county will say, okay, we've told you 100% of the vote for our county. And then they'll come back and say, oh, we forgot. We found some more votes, or we forgot that we were waiting on this amount of vote. So we are reliant in some cases on outside factors. But I would say, you know, we really are the gold standard. And when you're calling, you know, 7,000 races, it's everything from the presidency down to state legislatures, our success rate is unbelievably high. And we take great pride on that. And I really do think that people can trust the AP when we say that we've called a winner in a race.
So much about this year has been unusual because of the pandemic. How are you anticipating this year will be different than past years, both taking into consideration the pandemic and other factors?
Well, the big way that the pandemic has really impacted the election process is with the increase that we're seeing in mail-in voting. And so I think there is some uncertainty just about how fast that process will go. Some of these states are really going to be doing this at this level for the first time. But I also think that it's important for people to keep in mind that a slow count, especially in some of these key states, does not necessarily mean anything went wrong. And it almost certainly will not mean that anything went wrong. It just means that because they are dealing with so many more mail-in votes, it's going to take them longer to sort through them. And in a close election, if the race is very tight between President Trump and Joe Biden, then we might not know the winner on election night. And again, that is okay. There's no rule that we have to have a winner declared on the 3rd. We declare a winner when we know enough about the vote count.
This year is also different because President Trump has made controversial comments questioning the legitimacy of the election. And just to be clear, local and state officials say the election will be fair and safe. But I'm curious, do the president's comments have any effect on the AP's process for calling races?
They don't. I do think you make an important point. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud in this country in past elections or heading into this election. And we've had those assurances from Republican state officials and Democratic state officials. There simply is no evidence of that kind of vote fraud. If a politician alleges that, I do think that our most important job on that night will be to quickly and aggressively provide people with an accurate accounting of what's going on. We don't want to ignore when high-profile politicians are saying something that is inaccurate, but I also think our biggest responsibility is not just to repeat what they are saying, but to provide what the actual truth of the matter is.
Julie Pace is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. It's been good talking to you, Julie.
Thank you for having me.